Hey, it's Ian Furness for my good friend, Dr. Jay Rudd at Aurora LASIK and AuroraLASIK.com. No more readers. How about that? For about 15 years, I've used reading glasses, but no more. I had refractive lens exchange. I can tell you for a fact it's a life-changing and also something I wish I would have done years ago. You need to check it out as well. Go to AuroraLASIK.com. That's AuroraLASIK.com. Dr. Jay Rudd. He is absolutely sensational. Get your consultation scheduled. That's AuroraLASIK.com for your refractive lens exchange.
Now, from the Star Rentals Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
Headlines brought to you by Venue Kings, VenueKings.com. Kevin?
Thursday Night Football tonight.
Ian?
Yes?
I agree.
Thursday Night Football tonight at Lumen Field. Seahawks. Arizona Cardinals. It'll be the first ever Thursday night football game. In fact, the first ever game at Lumen Field. Tonight, 5:20 kickoff, Seahawks and Cardinals.
In Soto.
You're asking yourself, what? What are we talking about? So we'll check in on that in just a second. Also, yes, Thursday night football, new name of the stadium. We'll get to that in just a couple seconds. Big night last night, locally for a number of guys getting drafted in the NBA. All selected in the NBA draft by various teams, then shipped elsewhere, include Jaden McDaniels, Isaiah Stewart, Malachi Flynn, who started at Wazoo, ended up at San Diego State, but from Tacoma, T-Town 253, and Seattle's own Cleveland High School, pride of Cleveland High School, C.J. Ellaby. He will be in Portland. Actually, just had a conference call. Sounds like he killed it with the media down there. Did a great job with, awesome. With everybody. But, you know, here's how you win a press conference with Blazers media. Reference Brandon Roy a few times. That's a winning press conference, and then some. So, there you go. That's all out there. Let's see. Pac-12 has made an announcement today. Interesting dynamic here. And I think you're Kevin, actually.
Hi.
Sorry. Hi, how
nice
are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
you.
Your
producer.
Pac-12 today did announce that they have approved the ability to play non-conference football games. So,
which is cool. I was doing a little bit. So, right now, BYU is only testing 3 times a week.
Yeah, there's some testing issues.
They have
some testing issues. They have to come into play. BYU's been great, though. They haven't had any issues down there at all. Honor code, you're not going to have issues. They're rules followers. They're good people. But yeah, I mean, there's some things coming in. BYU, I think, is about done with their season, too. They might have a game or two left. So if things get canceled, it's a good idea or a good opportunity for teams still to play. All right, that's good enough. Here we go. Hour two of the program. Carter Volkswagen Studio, Carter Volkswagen, CarterVW.com. Kevin, where are you at?
I'm in the Redbox producer's booth, and Redbox has the newest movies. They're fresh from the theater, and they are under $2 a night, so head to the box or stream on demand.
You're asking yourself, where's Funston?
Where is Funston?
It's Thursday. It's 2 o'clock. Where is Funston? Funston's asking himself, where am I? What am I doing?
He's having an existential crisis.
Why am I not on the air? He'll be with us coming up at 2:20 today. 49451, Coors Light text line, 49451. We'll do text for a few minutes with Funston. Thursday Night Football kind of throws everything out of whack, kind of compacts the week for us. So we kind of squeeze things together a little bit. And so that's what we're doing. So Funston will join us coming up at 2:20 today. Hey, we want to tell you about this. Get Kraken early this holiday season and give Kraken. Hoodies and other exclusive merchandise are available at the official team stores, Chandler's Cove in South Lake Union, and now in Bellevue Square as well for a limited time. Shop safely in-store or download the gift guide at nhl.com/Kraken/fans/store to place your order for pickup or delivery. While supplies last, spend $175 or more and receive an exclusive fleece Kraken blanket. Go get Kraken. Boy, I did a horrible job reading that. Absolutely horrible. My apologies.
Look, just get the website out again. That's the important part. They got cool stuff.
NHL.com/Kraken/fans/store.
There you go.
Lots of slashes, but just go to NHL.com Kraken and go to the team store, and you can get a bunch of stuff. And again, spend $175, and you'll get an exclusive fleece Kraken blanket. And I'm sure once you start shopping for people, you do like I do. We just ordered a bunch of stuff for what we hope to be a spring football season, the final high school season. And it's amazing. Like, okay, boom, boom, boom. Oh, $250. How'd that happen?
Oh, there you go. And you got a free fleece if you had waited.
If I had done it for the Kraken, I would have got a free fleece and then some. Almost two free fleeces. All right. By the way, tomorrow, just a quick note before we get, I want to play a little soundbite from Walter Jones that he was on with the guys earlier. Thought it was a great, because I think the DK thing is huge tonight. And I got to make a clarification of something I said that was erroneous earlier, too, with the Seahawks running backs. But before we get to Walter Jones, tomorrow on the show at like 1:20, we are going to have a an opportunity. We're gonna kind of do some feedback. Probably more than likely, mostly it'll include texts and so forth. Mm-hmm. But and I don't want to do overreaction. Although I want to point out that before anybody else, love you, Joe fan, and everybody else out there, before we were all these overreaction Monday things. If I'm not mistaken, the great Jason Puckett and Ian Furness show. One of the really truly iconic shows, kind of the golden girls. Yeah, kind of the golden girls of sports radio.
All right, sure.
We did Overreaction Monday about we did it back in like 2012, 2013. And what we found with it was there wasn't a lot to overreact from when you're going 12 and 4, 13 and 3. Because
mm-hmm.
people are always happy, and especially if one of those losses is a kickaway game where you're like, we don't care. So we did it back then. I'm not going to do overreaction Friday tomorrow, but we are going to have a reaction to the game because I think it'll be important tomorrow on a Friday after this game. As big as this game is, I just feel like there's going to be a bunch of storylines coming out of it tomorrow and a lot of things to react to, Kevin. Well, so we're going to give away at least two, I might even make it three, $100 gift cards to the Cutter and Buck store up in North Bend.
Nice.
And I'm not sure if you know this because we are trying to cancel things. We are still going to have some form of Christmas this year. Maybe smaller, but you're probably still going to do some shopping, correct?
Are you saying that the war on Christmas is over?
It's over. And we're going to allow you to go do some shopping. So we'll give away probably about three of those gift cards for $100 each to the Cutter and Buck Outlet store. And they have, back in stock, Seahawks gear for your holiday needs. So we'll give those away tomorrow at 1:20.
And if memory serves, I believe Cutter and Buck was on the Overreaction Monday.
They were the reason we did it. We started, with our buddy Billy Bullcock and our guys Larry up at the outlet store. Yeah,
I think the difference for when we do react tomorrow is I don't know how many reactions to tomorrow's game will be overreactions because this is a bigger game than we've had this year.
Yes.
The reactions to this one will matter because this does have so much weighing on it.
And I think it has a lot weighing on it for two reasons. And one would be, are they still a team that is probably, in some ways, maybe the team to beat for the NFC West? They were for a while when they had a multiple game lead on everybody, and they're no longer that way because they're tied. And number two, are they a team that still has this dynamic offense that can really do some things, Kev? That can really kind of, I think, make a difference and change the complexion of any game, any time. They haven't looked that way necessarily, and some of it has to do with not using number 14 DK Metcalf, which brings me to this. I pumped our own tires yesterday a little bit on the show and on the station because I thought Holmgren yesterday was fantastic. And I think when he gets the endorsement, when he and Greg Cosell are on the exact same page as they were today, which is fun, and I think Hugh was on the same page with them as well, judging from what he said on Monday. It's kind of fun when our guys all fit together. Walter Jones, offensive lineman, arguably the best left tackle to ever play the game, on with Puck and Slick today. And he was asked by those guys about getting DK involved early on in the offense and how important it is. Just take a listen to what he says because I want to jump into this a little bit.
I get him early and often as possible. I think a kid like that, he's at the point right now where he's establishing himself. So I think if you're not looking at him at all time, even if he's tightly covered, you got to give him an opportunity to make plays on the football. You can't wait until the third and fourth quarter to get a guy like that into the game. Even though he's a great player and you want to stay focused, but if that guy's not seeing the ball, he's going to kind of get frustrated. And then that's when you do go to him, he's not as focused as he should be because now he feels like he's not part of the game. So you have to try to find ways to keep this guy into the game throughout the game.
Kevin, here's why that jumped out to me, what he said at the end there. If you don't get him involved early, he doesn't feel like he's part of it and he's getting frustrated. And why that jumped out to me is because of who said it. Walter freaking Jones, who has been in, I don't know, probably 10,000 plus huddles in his day in a game. And that's the first thing I thought of is that's a guy that goes into a huddle and he has seen a wide receiver, or maybe it was Sean as a running back that didn't feel like he was involved early enough, although that usually didn't happen, but you never know, right? Who was an MVP caliber player. You as a fellow player, and you look over and you see that frustration in the eyes and the facial expressions of a great player who if you're going to win a football game, he has to be some sort of factor. And you can point out, you know, a couple games this year. I mean, you look at the games where he hasn't been a factor. You know, Buffalo. He had 108 yards, but a lot of those came late, like really late. But the Rams game and the Arizona games, they jump off the page at me. Not involved. I think he has to be a heavy part of your team and your offense. And if nothing else, it has to be a focal point for the other team's defense. And Mike said it yesterday. Greg said it today. Hugh said it on Monday. You have to trust him that, boy, it looks like Patrick Peterson or Jalen Ramsey or Dre Kirkpatrick or whoever's on him. Who cares? Byron Murphy. Who cares? Or DK Metcalf. Do you think for a heartbeat it wouldn't matter who the hell the Seahawks had at cornerback tonight? Do you think for a second they're looking at DeAndre Hopkins and think he's ever not open? And, you know, Hail Mary aside, they never think that.
Yeah.
So you got to get him involved. I thought what Walter said there, the context of what he said, who he is, where he's from, Walter being a guy that just knows what it's like and knows what the makeup is of these guys. I thought that was really important. You don't want to see him get frustrated. You don't want to have him mentally not be as focused. If he's frustrated, like Walter said, if he's frustrated, that takes away from part of his focus. Can't have that. Got to be involved. Have to be involved.
I think the difference here is when you're talking about a wide receiver who's always out wide.
Yep.
If you're not getting the ball and he's not looking your way, then you can like physically feel separated from the game. Because even, I was thinking about this, like even a running back, mm-hmm. they're still in the game.
Yeah.
And what I mean is they're still there and they are still responsible for things directly related to the play that's happening.
Right.
Whether it's making that block or whatever it is, they're right there.
Mm-hmm.
I think a wide receiver can actually get that feeling of being separated from what's happening in the actual game. Like, hey, here I am just out here running down the field, coming back, and then running down again and coming back
right.
and doing nothing.
Yeah.
No, understand it.
And he is, and Cosell said this earlier, he's the most physically gifted player they have.
Yeah.
Get him involved. Get him involved. All right. And if you haven't on fantasy last week, you're probably bitter at the world right now, right? Because, like, what the hell happened? All right. We're going to check in with our guy. It's a little late, better late than never. Our man, Brandon Funston, is going to check in next. We'll get some fantasy football questions answered for you. 49451 is the Coors Light text line, 49451. Do one quick segment with Funston on a Thursday night and then get into a fact or fiction pick with Kevin at 2:35 today. I feel like we're going to have like a 5-0 week.
I got a good feeling about
it. We're already 1-0, so we could go 5-0. Not everybody can say that.
I like that idea.
We'll do that coming up next.
Hey, it's Ian Furness for my good friend Dr. J. Rudd at Aurora LASIK and auroralasik.com. No more readers. How about that? For about 15 years, I've used reading glasses, but no more. I had refractive lens exchange. I can tell you for a fact it's a life-changing and also something I wish I would have done years ago. Need to check it out as well. Go to auroralasik.com. That's auroralasik.com. Dr. J. Rudd. He is absolutely sensational. Get your consultation scheduled. That's auroralasik.com for your refractive lens exchange.
He'll fire to the right side. Caught by Diggs. Stay up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
30. No. 10. Touchdown.
It's time to talk fantasy football with TheAthletic.com's Brendan Funston.
Rodgers throws for the end zone. It is caught.
Derek Carr is showing off.
Brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino. The beautiful, brand new Emerald Queen Casino. Located on I-5 in Tacoma is now open.
Gurley diving across the goal line.
Mahomes to throw for the end zone. Kelsey with a grab in the middle of the end zone. Touchdown.
Wilson's going to run.
Diving for the end zone. He's in.
Now with Brandon Funston, here's Ian Furness.
All right. Fantasy football, Brandon Funston. Hey, real quick, can I get my mistake and an error out from earlier?
We're doing an error segment now? This could take a long time.
Is Funston with us yet?
He is with us.
Just real quick, and Brandon would know this. So Alex Collins, I mentioned Alex Collins. Alex Collins is not playing tonight for Seattle because he's had his two call-ups off the practice squad, so they didn't put him on the 53-man roster this week. So he's not in there. So their running backs tonight are, that's why, so it's It's Hyde, Scarborough, and Dallas.
Yeah.
Are the running backs. It's not Alex Collins.
Hyde, Scarborough, and the guy that they don't like.
Yeah. And so, which is odd because, you know, the guy that's had the most carries the last 2 weeks is not active tonight. They are a mess at the running back position. All right. That said, 49451 is the Coors Light text line. He is with us right now. Hello, Funston. How are you, my man?
I am doing good. Nervous for tonight. I can't lie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's weird too because you're kind of anti-Russell, so you're really, you're probably really having a hard time with this.
Wow.
All right, I'll start. I'm going to fire them off. You ready?
Let's do it.
Kevin, you'll start at the. What time was our first one today? By the way,
1 second after the top. Damn, so pretty close. 1 o'clock and 1 second.
At all, Amari Cooper or Robert Woods.
You know what? I'm going to go with Amari Cooper here. He did pretty decent with Dalton earlier. Robert Woods, very, very tough matchup there this week against Tampa.
You're welcome, Slickhawk. Need two in a pole league? I think it must be PPR league. Joe Mixon, Zeke Elliott, Chase Edmonds, Salvon Ahmed from Wyoming. So Mixon, Zeke,
yeah.
Chase, or Salvon.
Wyoming?
I don't think Mixon's got this weird foot injury.
Yeah, what's the deal? Is he back?
No, he's not back. He hasn't practiced. In fact, he didn't practice today. It looks very unlikely. Take him off the list. Go with Zeke. Good matchup against Minnesota. And with Kenyon Drake back, skip Chase Edmonds and go with Savon Ahmed. Featured back. He had like 84% of the workload or of the snaps last week.
Joe Burrow, Ben Roethlisberger is the question.
Give me Big Ben against Jacksonville.
Okay. I'm going to get him in there because his name's even on the thing. Rob from Burien. Great win last week, says Rob. See, that bums me out. We don't have Rob on when he's all happy. No phone calls today. It's a rarity that we'd have that. Ruggs on the bench, nice. Do we do it again? Evans, Parker, Hill, Ruggs, and please, Tennessee or Green Bay defense. Evans,
Parker.
Hill, Tyreek Ruggs.
And you need... Okay, so Ruggs is number three on that list. I'll go Tyreek Hill, one. Devontae Parker, two. Mike Evans, tricky matchup against Jalen Ramsey, three. Henry Ruggs, unfulfilled air yards, four.
Okay, Tennessee or Green Bay defense?
Let's go ahead and go with Green Bay.
Standard league, need one. Ron Jones, Melvin Gordon.
I'm going to go ahead and go with Ronald Jones, even though I don't really love either one of them. But
98 yards later, thanks for coming, huh?
Yeah.
That's a weird one, huh? Jones, what he's got with Fournette there. I mean, it's...
Well, it's you look at the game, and if they can stay close or they're holding a lead, it's a good Ronald Jones game because I think you really have to look at Leonard Fournette as just a true receiving down back now.
Ricky from Tacoma.
What's up, fellas?
How's it going, fellas? my question is, I have four running backs looking for the best two. McKissick, Hines, Ronald Jones, Edmonds.
I'm going to go with McKissick. I like that matchup against Cincy. Ronald Jones, Chase Edmonds. I will go Ronald Jones if it's half PPR or standard. Full PPR, I'll go Chase Edmonds.
I love trade questions. They're my favorite ones. If you have a trade question, I'm always going to get to that. So, trade, yay or nay? Send Diggs and Jonathan Taylor for Galladay and Josh Jacobs. Yes or no?
I'm okay with that. It looks like Kenny Galladay is going to be back from that hip injury. I just think big upgrade at running back with Josh Jacobs.
Okay, so Diggs and Taylor for Galladay and Jacobs, you say yay.
Yay.
PPR need one. Cooks, Crowder, Melvin Gordon, Mike Williams.
Just need one. I'm going to go Jameson Crowder.
This is one for tonight. Good one. Carlos Hyde, J.K. Dobbins.
I will go with Carlos Hyde with Alex Collins out especially. I think Hyde probably gets 15 to 20 touches tonight.
Let's see. Justin Herbert, Ben Roethlisberger.
I'm going to go Justin Herbert. 14-year-old Justin Herbert. Did you see his haircut?
I saw his haircut.
Man,
I saw his haircut.
He is getting roasted for that. Poor guy. Not great, but I mean, what the hell?
Poor dude, man. That's just... There's nothing like guys kill other guys' haircuts. Like it's the one thing that guys turn into girls with, and then some. Like you always hear, like girls are mean. Like boys are mean with haircuts for whatever reason. It's just what happens. I don't know why.
I don't get it.
I would kill for a haircut that made me look a lot younger right now. So.
Okay. Is Ian off his meds or multitasking? I had a hard time with a read earlier. All right, that happens. Listen, I'm a paid professional. I'll put my skills reading up against anybody's. I just had a bad day, just like Russ the last few weeks. Sometimes the great ones have a bad day. Kevin, what do you got?
All right, we're starting at 1 second after the top of the hour. PPR need one, Antonio Brown or Travis Fulgham?
I will go Fulgham. Again, I just don't like that matchup for Tampa.
Full PPR need two of Carlos Hyde, Kenyon Drake, Devontae Parker, and Mike Williams.
Give me, you said full PPR?
Full PPR, yep.
I'm going to go Carlos Hyde and Devontae Parker.
All right, need two of these four in a half-point PPR. Tyler Lockett, Chase Claypool, A.J. Brown, DeAndre Swift. I'll say that we just found out that DeAndre Swift is dealing with a concussion, and A.J. Brown was downgraded to questionable at best, I think, for the record.
Wow, I didn't hear that DeAndre Swift stuff about the concussion.
That's news
to me. So, okay, that leads me to Tyler Lockett and Chase Claypool.
Yeah. I try to give all the information.
Take over the show
here
for me, Sean.
I'm sorry. It just popped up on NFL Network at like 5 minutes ago. So, let's see. I need three in standard scoring. Cooper Kupp, Kalen Ballage, Landry, DJ Chark, Marvin Jones Jr. Three of those.
Let's go with Ballage, Landry, and Chark.
All right. Need one in a non-PPR, Jefferson, Kupp, or Zeke Elliott.
Non-PPR, I'm going to give Zeke Elliott a chance to score and get some decent yards against Minnesota.
All right. Full PPR, need two of these, Amari Cooper, Devontae Parker, Mike Williams, and Cooper Kupp.
Mike Williams, Cooper Kupp. Okay, so I'm going to go with Amari Cooper, and I'm going to go with Devontae Parker.
All right. PPR flex, full PPR, Zeke Elliott or Brandon Cooks?
Zeke.
All right. Hyde or Drake in a full PPR?
I'm going to go Carlos Hyde.
Half point PPR, need two. A.J. Brown, Justin Jefferson, Marquise Brown, or Michael Pittman Jr.?
Give me the rookies. What'd you say on A.J. Brown?
A.J. Brown was downgraded to questionable today. So it's the most likely to play of the ones that they're allowed to do now.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I'm going to go with A.J. Brown still. And your first one was Jefferson. I'm going to go with Brown still over Pittman. But you watch that injury for sure.
All right. PPR need two wide receivers. Christian Kirk, Calvin Ridley, Antonio Brown, or Fulgham?
I'm going to go two of those. I'll go with the first two, assuming, you know, Ridley gets cleared. He's trending in the right direction. So Kirk and Ridley.
All right. By the way, we are now out of the first minute of the 1 o'clock hour. PPR need one. Hyde, Hines, or Harris? Triple H.
Oh, wow. I'm going to go with Carlos Hyde on that one.
I appreciate you saying, oh, wow. It really wasn't that exciting, but I enjoyed it. Let's see. Need two full PPR. James Robinson, Mike Davis, Adam Thielen, Deontay Johnson, or Justin Jefferson?
And how many did you need?
Two, and it's full PPR.
Mike Davis, I'm going to go with the... Oh, man, that's a bunch of good, good ones there.
You can't sit Thielen, can you?
No, I'm going to go Mike Davis and Adam Thielen. You do have Robinson going against Pittsburgh, so it is a tough matchup. I'll go Thielen and Mike Davis.
Yeah, I agree. PPR flex, Antonio Gibson, Brandon Cooks, DJ Chark.
Gibson, and you said two, Chark.
All right, PPR, Zeke or Antonio Gibson?
I believe I have Zeke one spot ahead of Antonio Gibson.
It's amazing how often it works out like that for you. All right, playoff time. Someone's worried about defense. Vikings or the Patriots defense?
I will go with the Vikings at home against Andy Dalton and company.
All right, standard scoring, need two of these. Tyler Lockett, Thomas, Cooper, Boyd, and Claypool.
Thomas, Cooper, Boyd, and Claypool. I'm going to go with Tyler Lockett, and I think Michael Thomas with Jameis Winston at quarterback is going to work out all right. Great matchup this week.
All right. I need two of these. I'm reading it. Two of these four and a half point, half PPR. Claypool, DK Metcalf, DJ Moore, and Terry McLaurin. Two of those four.
Terry McLaurin, and I hate to say it, but I actually like Claypool better than DK Metcalf by a little bit. So give me Claypool.
And how high is Claypool on your rankings this week?
I have all three of the Steelers receivers inside my top 16. And I think two of them deliver and one of them doesn't. But good luck deciding which one doesn't deliver. Yeah, you know, it's a great matchup. And two of the three always do well. It's just it's a rotating thing there.
Wow. All right. Quarterback starting Lamar Jackson or Ben Roethlisberger?
I actually think Lamar Jackson's going to have a really good week this week. Give me Lamar.
All right. Amazing how certain guys come up a lot. Tyler Lockett up again. Need one, Tyler Lockett or Justin Jefferson?
Yeah, you know what? Tyler Lockett's clear. I think the reason he's coming up a lot is because we just weren't sure if he was going to be okay. He's playing. He had 15 catches for 200 yards and 3 touchdowns last time. Yeah. This is where you attack this defense. So I think if he's playing, you got to go with him.
All right, Ian, I'll finish up with this, and then you can do the most recent here. Standard League, need 3 of these 4. Higgins, Juju, DK, or DJ Moore?
Juju, DK, or I'm going to sit DJ Moore of that group.
All right, Ian, wrap it up.
PPR, need 1 running back. Mike Davis, Bellage, or McKissick?
Mike Davis.
Standard League, pick 2 running backs. Standard League, Zeke, Duke Johnson, Mike Davis. What do you think?
Zeke and Mike Davis.
What do you think of Zeke these days? Because a lot of Zeke questions. I'll just ask that in general. A lot of Zeke questions.
Yeah, he's only had one game where he hasn't touched the ball 20 times, which is uncommon. You know, you follow workload, and his worst games were with third-string quarterbacks. He was somewhat serviceable with Dalton, and it's a good matchup this week. I think he bounces back coming off the bye.
And you drafted him with your first pick in the draft. What, are you going to sit him?
Yeah, that's the thing. Exactly. I'll finish with this. Where do you have the quarterbacks ranked tonight? Just overall for the week, where do you have Russ? Where do you have Kyler?
I will tell you that I have Kyler Murray ranked number 1. I have Russell ranked number 4.
The fact that he's got him ranked number 1 Seahawks fan should make you really nervous. I mean, why wouldn't you? He's got backup corners playing tonight, right? Yeah. I mean,
he's not going to be able to throw against Dunbar today, so you know.
No,
one good thing.
No.
It's a net positive.
Yeah, it might be. I mean, DJ Reed and Trey Flowers instead. So, Funston, if people didn't get their questions answered, where can they find the info?
Hanging out at theathletic.com. Check it out. Lots of great stuff to get you ready for each week and stuff. Just a bunch of great writers. A lot of great insights there. So I think if you check it out, you won't be disappointed.
All right. That's it. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Go Hawks. Thanks, guys.
There you go. That is our good friend, Brandon Funston, brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest. Is it time? Let's do it.
It's time for Fact.
Just a fact, Jack. Just a fact, Jack.
Or Fiction, powered by the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
Fact or Fiction, brought to you by our good friends at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest. They will give away $1,000 every week to somebody who texts in either Fact or Fiction. If they're right with that pick, either agreeing or disagreeing with the host, then you're automatically entered to win a $1,000 weekly prize. It's very simple, very easy. Just text Fact or Fiction. There's no reason not to text either Fact or Fiction, because that gives you at least a chance to win a $1,000 weekly prize. The more you play, the more chances you have to win and be entered to win. The more times you're entered, obviously, your odds increase to win $1,000. We do it 4 times a day, 7:35, 11:35, 2:35, and 3:35 here on Sports Radio 950 KJR. So text Fact or Fiction to 49451 when Kevin Shockey, who is up today, gives you his pick.
Ian, I will say I expect this to be one of the high... How dare you?
Oh, sorry.
You son of a...
Sorry.
I expect this to be the highest number of texts, period, that we get, because it's a huge day. We know we have a ton of people listening right now with the Seahawks game going on tonight. And I feel good about this one because I am surprised. I think this might be a Vegas mistake, Ian.
What? You have the Vegas mistake?
I don't know if I have the Vegas mistake, but I found a Vegas mistake.
All right.
Someone explain to me why the Green Bay Packers are 1.5 underdog this week against Indianapolis. I don't get it. I know the Colts are better than they were early on and look to be okay, but I don't get it. I genuinely can't figure out why the Packers are underdogs in this game. So I am able to take Green Bay plus 1.5. They can lose this game by 1, which they won't, and I will be a winner. So give me Green Bay plus 1.5 this week in Indianapolis. Thank you very much.
Well, because somewhere I bet Aaron Rodgers will notice that Vegas is disrespecting him, right?
And he said, you know, my bad days are the best days for a lot of guys.
Because I'm Aaron Rodgers,
right.
Man.
And he's right.
He might be right.
I don't get it.
You know what sucks about that?
What?
Is exactly that.
Yeah.
But he's right.
This is the...
Smug son of a... You know,
It really is incredible that he is able to be that big of a blank, but he actually is right, and it's legitimate, and when you're the best or in the top 5 of the quarterbacks in the NFL,
yes,
that means there are literally like 5 or 6 guys in the world that can do what he does.
All right, so let's get the pick again.
Green Bay plus 1.5 in Indianapolis. They can lose by one, and you're still a winner if you text in FACT.
So Green Bay plus 1.5.
Yes.
Green Bay plus 1.5, FACT 49451. Green Bay plus 1.5, FACT 49451. If you think Indy is going to cover minus 1.5, text fiction. But you know what? I joked with Kevin earlier when I yelled fiction at him. I would actually text FACT to 49451. I think Kevin's bang on right with this one. As much as we don't like Green Bay, as much as Aaron Rodgers is smug, as much as I would probably never buy his insurance.
The Rodgers rate? You don't want to get the Rodgers rate?
No, because I can get my own rate, apparently, according to the commercial, that everyone gets. You know the best part about that commercial is it kind of some way makes fun of him being a smug, cocky son of a gun.
I mean, no, it totally works.
And that's exactly who he is.
It totally works.
Yeah. I mean, no, I might get that insurance if I needed insurance because of Pat Mahomes, but sure as hell not going to get it because of Aaron Rodgers. But you guys are disrespecting Aaron Rodgers. He's going to shove it up Indy's backside. Green Bay plus 1.5, FACT 49451. If you disagree, fiction 49451.
Ian, why would someone bother texting in FACT?
They want to win
$1,000,
Kevin. If you text FACT or fiction right now, and even I don't even need to give you the score anymore, just text one or the other, FACT or fiction, to 49451. If you do that, you're going to have a chance to win $1,000. If you don't text anything whatsoever, you have 0% chance to win a $1,000 weekly prize. $1,000 every week, courtesy of the Emerald King Casino. You hear the promos. Kevin calls somebody and bust their chops and says, hey, do you want to win $1,000? And I goes, yeah, why are you calling me? Who are you? Why, creepy guy? What's going on?
I don't know why we included my voice in the promo this week, but, you know, okay.
And as I told people before, when you see the 2, it's a 206-494 number. When you see that on your phone on a Monday, and if you played Fact or Fiction, I would strongly urge you to answer the call.
I'm just...
Because if you see that, pretty good chance. He's not calling you to say you didn't win.
Nothing annoys
me. He's not calling 10,000 people a week saying you didn't win.
Hey, thanks for playing the game last week. You didn't win.
If you see a 206-494 number on Monday, he's not calling to say, hey, guess what? You were close, but you didn't win.
You were one away. I'm so sorry.
He's too busy dealing with my show. He's got you got to carry this thing all day, man. You kidding me?
Get this text in.
49451 FACT, 49451 FACT. Do it right now. Send it in as we speak. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Need to get the reaction from one David Mahler on the new name of the stadium. I do. I want to hear what he says. That's next.
Hey, it's Ian Furness for Aurora LASIK and Dr. J. Rudd. For about 15 years, I have had to use reading glasses for everything. Reading text, looking at my phone, script writing, whatever it was, I had to use reading glasses, but no more. I had refractive lens exchange at Aurora LASIK with Dr. J. Rudd. It's life-changing. I wish I would have done this years ago. You can check it out as well. Go to auroralasik.com. That's auroralasik.com. Dr. J. Rudd and his staff are sensational. No more readers. Get your consultation scheduled today. That's auroralasik.com.
Now back to Ian Furness on your home for the 12th man in the NFL. Seattle's original diehard sports station. Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Dave Softy Mahler. We like, what's going on? What's on your mind today?
I don't know.
You want to talk Dustin Johnson? You want to talk about the new name of the stadium?
Is there something I should be thinking about here?
No. Your brush with greatness.
You don't want to know what's on my mind.
I probably don't.
So a buddy of mine is down in St. Bart's in the Caribbean and sends me a picture. His wife is standing next to Dustin Johnson.
It's pretty cool.
3 days after and winning
said,
the Masters.
And she said he was
took pictures for 20 minutes with everybody.
You know, I mean,
if you're a DJ, why not, right? Enjoy it. Soak it up, kid.
Yeah.
I told the story when he...
There ain't no ugly people in St. Bart's.
No, they're not. when he lost the U.S. Open here in heartbreaking fashion.
Brutal.
Right?
How many guys have, by the way, attempted that putt on 18 at Chambers?
Oh, probably everybody who plays there.
Exactly.
Yeah. When he lost that, though, and you know, he had some criticism because he wasn't up there for the presentation, you know, which I don't know, frankly, I think is stupid. The guy that finishes second is supposed to be there, you know, to suck it up while the other guy gets all the accolades. Anyway, he wasn't there, and I understand that he should have been up there, but he went down below to the practice range at Chambers. We were doing a show because we were carrying it on Fox, and we were doing a post game show, and that's where my location was. So I hustled down there, and I go down there, and this guy just lost. And he hadn't won a major yet. Mm-hmm. And was that the second year in a row he kind of, the year before when he was got penalized out of the bunker, whatever it was? He'd had a couple just like, you've got to be kidding me moments.
Mm-hmm.
He's down there in the corner down by where they had the temporary locker room and the driving range. Probably one of the worst moments of his life. and he's got, you know, Paulina and his brother and his wife and Wayne, and I think the mom, Janet, might have been there as well. They're all kind of hanging out. There must have been 30 people that had were kind of leaving the course and just fans. He stopped and signed autographs and took pictures with all of those people. And I'm telling you, right, I mean, you know, how many athletes do you know that won't give you a soundbite after game number 50 out of 162? And this guy was doing that. I was so impressed by how he handled himself.
Good.
It probably comes from Gretzky a little bit, but I was like, you know what? He's pretty good dude, I thought, at that point.
For sure.
You know?
Well, I remember, you know, speaking of Gretzky, I remember when, God, what was the school from the Bay Area that came up to play East Lake.
Oh, the one that played Skyline.
Yeah, Skyline. Sorry, not East Lake, Skyline.
Oh, the Will Smith Sun School.
Yeah, I look up and I see Will Smith, Joe Montana, and Wayne Gretzky all sitting together.
Well, that was like stands. Hugh and I did that game on the radio,
right?
And it was
Nick Montana, Eric Collar,
against Heaps,
against Jake Heaps and Cason Williams. I think Gino Simone was in that game as well.
Oaks Christian.
Thank you.
Both Simonis. Yeah.
I mean, I got a picture.
Was a Pallure in that game that played? I mean, there's like 18 guys that played college football.
I got a picture with Will Smith after the game's over, and my eyes are closed.
No way.
Like, hey, check out this picture of me and Will Smith, the Fresh Prince, and my eyes are closed.
Usually the prettiest people at those Skyline games are the Skyline moms.
Absolutely.
It wasn't that day.
Not that day at all. So I don't know. What's the confidence meter running at for tonight's game?
About a 75.
Really?
Yeah, out of 100.
Okay. About 100 lumens.
Okay.
Well, about 100 lumens.
So let me get this straight. CenturyLink is now lumens.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Did you know that?
I had no idea.
I had no idea.
Lumen Technologies?
Yeah. Okay. They're rebranding and they're rebranding.
So Lumen Technologies bought CenturyLink.
No, they just rebranded. Just changed their name to Lumen.
They just rebranded.
Why?
Because they wanted to rebrand.
What was wrong with CenturyLink?
They didn't ask me. I don't know.
Well, they should have.
Softy, you have
should have asked all of us.
You know the definition of an empty suit?
Yeah, but why? Why would they? I mean, that's an iconic name in the PNW.
Well, so is Quest,
and across the country.
So is Quest.
Well, not like CenturyLink.
Well, I'm just telling you,
it's not as iconic as that.
You had a bunch of empty suits sitting around in a Zoom meeting the last 3 months, and they decided to come up with this.
Well, that's what happens when you're not doing anything. You get bored.
Yeah,
start doing weird stuff like changing names of popular companies.
Some guy went to the pot shop in Issaquah.
You know what?
Jumped on a Zoom call and said, "Let's go to Lumen."
I'm still going to call it the Clink. I don't give a damn. It's the Clink.
I'll call it Seahawks Stadium.
There you go.
Yeah. I call your
people forget it was Seahawks Stadium before it was Quest.
I call your basketball arena Heck Ed.
I call it Heck Ed all the time.
You know,
all the time.
And I like the airline that they ended after, but it's Heck Ed.
Well, it's hard to not call it Heck Ed because that's what you grew up with, right? I think anybody who grew up with a certain name, it's hard to get that name out of your head. So I don't know.
Hey, by the way,
Lumen's Field tonight.
By the way,
weird.
You for one of the few times ever, you were in the right yesterday.
What do you mean?
By busting Petros's chops
for
20 straight minutes.
Yeah, you like that, huh?
I thought that was awesome.
It was a lot. It was pretty harsh.
It was
but fair.
What the hell, man? Get your act together.
You and
this guy's doing Jeopardy? I mean, what does Alex Faust do? Go on Jeopardy and say, "Hey, welcome to Tic Tac Noob." I'm sorry, I meant Jeopardy.
You used what did you use?
Well,
last
your
night?
Game though. I know, your but, game but the week before.
Yeah.
Did you see what he did? On the opening kickoff?
What did he do?
He had the wrong team kicking the ball off, the wrong team receiving the ball, and the wrong team snapping the ball for the first play in the game.
Like, Petros kept raving about what a great broadcaster he was. I'm like, I wouldn't put that in the category of great when you make, like, one or two mistakes.
Make
multiple mistakes all
the
time.
Go watch the opening kickoff of the Oregon State Wazoo game. And I'm all for giving a guy a break, right? I mean, stuff happens.
Yeah.
But that was ludicrous.
Well, but I'll go back. I don't...
Come on, man.
I don't ever call Oklahoma State Oklahoma. I don't call Oregon State Oregon. I don't call... I mean, even Petro. Well, I got UCLA and USC get mixed up. No, they don't.
Nobody does that.
Nobody does that.
Nobody does that on the West Coast, except for this clown that did the game with Petros last week.
You were right, though. When he's hosting Jeopardy someday, which apparently he's going to do, he's going to say, "Hey, welcome to Wheel of Fortune. Here we go."
So who do you like in the...
I love the fact that Petros is getting agitated at you.
Yeah.
That was even better.
Who do you like in the Jet-Dolphin game tonight?
Welcome to Husky Stadium.
So let me ask you a question. Yeah. Which quarterback would you rather have? If we're picking sides tonight, and all these guys are lining up like old school flag football,
right?
And you're a captain.
Oh, we're playing flag football, not tackle football?
No, we're playing tackle football.
Oh,
I'm saying like flag football, back in the day.
Back in the day? Right.
Who do you pick to be your starting quarterback?
I still got to take three.
Okay. Yeah.
It's Russ.
It's still Russ.
Is it a debate, though?
Yeah, it's a debate.
Okay.
For one game? No, it's not.
Well, this guy's on pace to have a better year than Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray. So right.
It's not a debate for one game. For the rest of time, if you were picking your franchise,
I'm basing it on one game, and it's after two bad games, and he's not going to have three bad games.
Well, they better damn well win a championship with him in the next couple years because he's about to get paid. And courtesy, in some ways, because of Russell Wilson. I think Kyler Murray, to me, the only reason why the guy was the number one pick in the draft is because of Russell.
Mm-hmm.
End of story.
Certainly helped.
There ain't no way.
You're right. No,
15
you're right
years ago, a 5'3" quarterback is going number one.
You're right. No.
Before Russell Wilson had that kind of success. So whatever quarterback or whatever contract Kyler Murray gets, he should call Russell Wilson and thank him. Kidding me?
Who's on with you today?
Rick Neuheisel will be here, and then we're talking all Seahawks starting at 3:45. He'll make his pick of the week courtesy of Taco Time. He was back on track last week with the Wake Forest Carolina game. That's at 3:20. Mike Holmgren will be here. Jody Ayler from Fox Sports 910 talking Cardinals at 5 o'clock. We're taking you right up to kickoff. Joel Klatt will also join us on the radio show. And if you don't want to watch the Seahawk game, 6 p.m. tonight, you'll hear the Husky Honks on the show.
Dave Mahler coming up with Bucky Jacobson and Matt Slickhawk Mikolas. Next.
See ya.
For the mild-mannered and marginally objectionable Ian Furness, this is Panel Day saying so long, everyone.
Hey, it's Ian Furness for Aurora LASIK and Dr. J. Rudd. For about 15 years, I have had to use reading glasses for everything. Reading text, looking at my phone, script writing, whatever it was, I had to use reading glasses, but no more. I had refractive lens exchange at Aurora LASIK with Dr. J. Rudd. It's life-changing. I wish I would have done this years ago. You can check it out as well. Go to auroralasik.com. That's auroralasik.com. Dr. J. Rudd and his staff are sensational. No more readers. Get your consultation scheduled today. That's auroralasik.com.